Well, my story was the opposite in that we were my husband and I were trying to make money to come here, to be here for Baba. So we decided to have this bangle business. You know how you notice the women wearing these bangles? So we went back, and bangles here, all the women wear them, and so they're very inexpensive. So we thought we would go back to the West and sell bangles, and all the Westerners who would come would like them, so we thought maybe we could make money doing this. So we started out trying to sell our bangles, which to us was a profit, at 35 cents a bangle, but no one would buy them. Then we raised the price to 50 cents a bangle, and no one would buy them, because we figured 50 cents a bangle was a good profit for us, I mean, considering, you know, your expenses and all, but still, and there's breakage and all that. But it seemed like that was a lot we were asking. Yeah. Yeah, and Band-Aid. God, that, I don't know how, Baba must have had fun. All the prayers that went up from Ralphie's in my heart, wholeheartedly, every time someone would be putting on those bangles, because, you know, in America, people sue, Aaron, you know? They'll sue for any reason. And here people, when they put bangles on, if it breaks and they get a little cut, no one thinks anything of it. But anytime there, someone would come by and they would grab those bangles to put them on. I know both of us were just going, oh, Baba, please watch over us. So anyway, we were trying to sell these bangles, and no one would buy them at 35 cents, and no one would buy them at 50 cents. Finally, Ralphie was going around, you know, to these stores and talking to wholesalers and dealers and this one and that one in business. And finally, this one agency or a man who deals with it said, look, no one's going to buy these at the price that you're offering them. You've got to make a higher price. And Ralphie said to the man, yeah, but look, you know, they're inexpensive, they're glass bangles. How can we ask more than 50 cents a bangle? And the man says, no, no, I'll tell you, the only way you'll make money is if you ask a dollar a bangle, or a dozen bangles for $10 is what we ended up doing. He goes, but believe me, you tried it, a dollar a bangle, and you'll sell them. Less than that, no one will buy. So we, you know, we were kind of concerned, thinking like, is this really honest to do it? So then we just left it, all right, let's just see Baba what Baba wants. I mean, what can we do? We've tried all these cheap prices, no one will buy them. And this was our living to get here. So we started selling them at 6 bangles for $5 or a dozen bangles for $10. And then suddenly they just fold. So I guess, you know, if God wants to make it possible for you, then he'll also raise the margin for you to Well, that's the thing. That from the bangles and the other story of raising money, which I guess is the only time in our lives, I think, where we've ever raised money and made money. Everything else, we always lose money, and are in the depths of poverty. Was we had a little cabin in the mountains in California. And before we were coming here for over a year and a half, we were trying to sell this cabin. We had thought of moving to the East Coast or maybe closer to Myrtle Beach, all this. At that time, it seemed to me like it was just impossible that me and my family would ever be here. Karen actually visited us in our cabin, Erin. Karen, yeah. She stayed with us anyway. So we had this cabin, and no one would buy it. And the cabin Ralph had renovated from top to bottom. I mean, it wasn't expensive. It was what a rich person would use in the summer months, because where we lived, it was very cold in the winter, and it would rain days on end, just what we would want here, but it was there, just like these elephant rains. So no one would live there normally unless they were poor and wanted to live in an uninsulated cabin during the winter. But we bought it for our house. So when the time came to sell it, naturally, we wanted to make a profit, but it wasn't a real fancy house. So we were asking a sizable, you know, amount, but not a lot. I mean, it was like inexpensive for the time. We tried to sell that house for 2 years. No one would buy the house. No one was interested. Houses next to us that were triple the amount, people would be rushing to buy. No one would buy our little cabin. Finally, I had come back here in 78, and I went back home. And again, was all revved up to come here.
Longing to come here.
Yeah, well, yeah. And So I went back and I told my husband this and that. And he turned to me one day and he said, all right. If we can sell the house, then we would have enough money to come back to India. You know, even if it was just for a visit, but to come back. He hadn't been back here since 1971, I'll add as a postscript. So I said, okay, yeah, we'll go back. In 3 weeks after my husband said that the money for the house would go to coming to India, we not only sold the house, but the agency that sold the house asked almost double the money that we originally were going to ask for the house. And it sold immediately. And then, of course, we came to India. And actually, to this day, I mean, Baba's grace, because that money we are using, I mean, that's the interest, you know, to help us live here. So in the Lord's way, I mean, he gave us more profit, more than we would have ever expected.
Because people are suspicious of somebody trying to offer things at a fair rate. If I charge $10 an hour as a lawyer, nobody would come to me. But charging $50 an hour, then people will come.
That's how it was.
What kind of lawyer is this? He's going to get charged $10 an hour.
See, Baba.
After books that had dropped free, and this time three books that hadn't sold, three people weren't paid for that, I had to leave. And if you put a dollar on it, and I was going to sell it, you can get one of them.
That was what the man said to Ralph, is that if you sell the bangles at 35 cents, no one will buy them, because what woman would feel comfortable wearing something that only costs 35 cents? No, she has to have something that's a reasonable price.
Well, in social work now, it's more appropriate to charge money, even if you don't want to. Even for people who are poor, like there's a sliding scale and they'll charge like $2 for a counseling session from a really poor person rather than giving it to them free, because they say that the person values it more and will work harder and they're just...
And that's quite true.
Right.
It's just being free. And they don't appreciate, they don't value.
You're choking them to make them value, right?
I find pins strewn on the way, I find the bottles broken on the way, but that's what they do, you know. Bandages taken off, you know, just halfway. And they're all from the street, they just don't see.
And yet they come from distance, they come from 35 miles, 40 miles
distance. Yeah. And here we give them everything free, and they don't appreciate.
So you must charge them.
10 years back, some school master in this village, here came Barnas and gave them 2 photos. They asked, they said, give us all photos, we will frame it and keep in our school or office. Maharaji said, all right, handed over 2 good photos to them. These 2 photos were in the almira bottom, eating dust for 2 years. One day I went there to the village and said, we have given you photo, have you framed it? I want to see. They said, oh, we could not find time, because it was free, they were given free of charge. We could not find this, that. I said, where is the photo? They said, it is here. They took it off, you know, full of dust and dirty. I said, I realized, no other can understand. Because Mandali, here Mandali, always thinking of the bright side. Pure side, light side. No one thinking of other side except Aloba. So,
only practical
mind. Yes, so then what happened? I told him, Master, you have asked a photo, we give you. If you don't want to frame it, you are not compelled to frame it, but at least don't do like this, return to us. So, when I told them, they got it framed. They got it framed. Had I not been after them, they would not frame it. Because frame charges a little money. 10 years back it was cheap, nowadays more. Alright. Whatever photo, anyone asked me a photo, a Baba photo, I said, alright. You want with frame or without frame? If you want with frame, 1 rupee. Good photo, take it to Ahmednagar, you frame it. If you want with frame, 12 rupees. It is nice frame, not cardboard. It is hardboard and very good frame. So people take it, and people pay money and put it in their house. If I give them free, tumi changla kela amala baba cha pushkar prem hai. I love baba too much. Thank you. Give me one more. My neighbor wants more. So they take it away, free of charge. Never one of them goes in prem. See, like this now. Now, for instance, this is a very interesting story I tell you. This Nataraj Hotel in Ahmednagar, Nataraj Hotel, new hotel open, near opposite Gurudwara. When I first came to know that this hotel open, when brother Luck brothers, Arvind Luck, with his wife, they had come to Ahmednagar, one child. So first time I went to see them, and I wanted to see the hotel also. Nice room, double bed, fine, everything spotlessly clean and all this. I saw them. I came to the office and told the manager, your hotel is very good, but one thing is lack. He said, what? I said, there is no Mai Baba's picture in this hotel. And he said, I told them, all the Americans come here, they come only for Mai Baba, not for sightseeing. Ahmednagar has nothing to see. So, they come only for Mai Baba, they want to be in Baba atmosphere. See, Sablog Hotel, Ashok Hotel, there are Baba's photo, here not. So the manager promised me that he will put. But their promise is always for the time being, you know. We put, and I come here, and they not put. Alright. Then what happened? Then these Mehrazad ladies went to see the hotel and also got some ice cream. It was nice. They saw it. And I like it. They also told the manager about Mai Baba's photo. The manager again spoke lie. He said, we called the nice frame from Jaipur. A very decorated, nice frame befitting Mai Baba. So everyone became happy. But 2-3 months passed, no photo came. Now what happened? Alan Coney came. Alan Coney is my right-hand man. He does always this thing. So I send him to the hotel, go and see whether Mai Baba's photo is there or not. He went to the search office, no Mai Baba's photo was not there. Then I told him, tell the hotel man, manager, that you are representative of all the Americans that come in Ahmednagar. If you go to America and tell them, no Baba atmosphere in this hotel, Nataraj, no one will come here. If you put Baba's photo, then we'll recommend and all will come. They become happy. So he went there. First of all, there was a receptionist, a lady. He said, I want a manager. So he called the manager. I said, are you the owner of this hotel? He said, no, owner is other.